With me in the studio is Rebecca Brommels, who is Director of Engagement at ArtsWave. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
How long have you been at ArtsWave?
I've been at ArtsWave now 5 years, and it's been a really exciting time of change and evolution for the organization.
I was just going to ask you about some of the changes. The sampler weekends used to be several, didn't it?
We experimented with expanding the Macy's Art Sampler to multiple weekends, but we found that people really liked having it all on one weekend and sort of concentrating their efforts and putting it on their calendar. So this year, Macy's Art Sampler will be February 27th and 28th.
And where will the venues be?
February 27th is our Arts Around the Region Day. So we have more than 30 venues across many different communities, everything from Oxford Community Arts Center to Northern Kentucky local libraries, venues downtown like the Taft Museum, the Contemporary Arts Center, Art Academy of Cincinnati, Ensemble Theater, and then a lot of our community art centers like Kennedy Heights Art Center, the My Cincinnati Firehouse in Price Hill. You name it, we're probably in your neighborhood.
I guess it'll be musicians as well as maybe poets and writers. What's going to be there?
Macy's Art Sampler is a real smorgasbord of events. So you'll see some of everything. We have lots of music, dance, theater, poetry and literature, art making, visual arts. You can find just about anything you're interested in. Everything from puppets to belly dancing is part of Macy's Art Sampler. So, for example, if you were to go out to Price Hill to My Cincinnati, you can hear the My Cincinnati Youth Orchestra. You'll also see Mom Luft Contemporary Dance. You can hear the Cincinnati Boy Choir's Bow Ties High School A Cappella Ensemble, and then stick around for some selections from Queen City Chamber Opera. We try to schedule the venues so it's easy for families to stop by and see several things in a short period of time so that you get that sampler kind of feeling.
Is there going to be more than one event in each neighborhood?
Not necessarily, but we try to cover as many neighborhoods as possible. We've got things in Pleasant Ridge, out in Claremont County at UC Claremont. The Westchester Public Library hosts a whole day of events as part of Sampler, Wyoming Fine Arts Center, the Irish Heritage Center. It's pretty easy if you use the app or if you pick up one of the schedules from the library or Macy's stores to find what it is you're looking for in your neighborhood.
For example, at the Irish Heritage Center, could you go through some of the events that'll be there that day?
Sure. They usually feature some of our local wonderful Celtic harpists like Harper's Robin. They also do an Irish tea and some art making, and then they usually feature members of their acclaimed theater ensemble doing the work of Irish playwrights.
And what time do events start?
Most events start between 10 a.m. and noon and run through the afternoon. It's very different for every venue, so that's why we recommend you download the app from the iTunes or Android store. It's a free app. Just search for ArtsWave. You'll find the 2016 sampler schedule.
And the activities are all free?
They are all free, thanks to our friends at Macy's. And on February 27th, our second sponsor is United Dairy Farmers. They're sponsoring our Arts Around the Region Day.
You've got schedules people can pick up to find out what's going on?
Yes. We recommend stopping in at your local library and picking up a schedule. You can also pick them up at many local Macy's stores, or you can always go to our website and you can find the sampler schedule there online.
Now, I'm guessing this is a huge task. Do you have a lot of volunteers involved in this process that weekend?
We do have some, especially on February 28th, which is our Music Hall Open House Day. All the events on February 28th are at Music Hall in the afternoon, starting around 11 a.m. And then a lot of the volunteers are actually from the arts organizations that call Music Hall home. So the opera, the symphony, the ballet, May Festival, they provide a lot of help with wayfinding. That's going to be a really fun day for families. We recommend you come down and spend the whole day at the hall. On the ground floor in the lobby, we'll have sort of an international festival of dance. So we've got several different dance troupes that'll be performing. If you go to the ballroom, that's a hands-on area. Kids can dance with the Cincinnati Ballet, make a play with Cincinnati Playhouse, make art with Taft Museum of Art, get their faces painted, eat some pizza from Dewey's Pizza. And on the top floor in the Corbett Tower is our Young Performers Showcase. That's where we'll have the CSO Nouveau Chamber Players, their string group, the May Festival Youth Chorus, and actors and musicians from CCM Prep. And that all culminates at the end of the day with our big Be the Hero concert at 3 o'clock. That's Cincinnati Symphony, May Festival, Opera, and Ballet all on stage together. It's going to be a short concert of great pops music, Star Wars Ballet, Frozen sing-along, superheroes galore. Kids are invited to dress as their favorite hero and come down and have a great time.
It's truly a family event.
Absolutely. We hear that a lot of people visit with their children. There are certainly lots of activities, though, for folks who don't have kids, too. So don't feel like you have to bring some children along to participate in Sampler.
Thanks for telling us about this great weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's the Macy's Arts Sampler Weekend, February 27th and 28th. You can find more about it at our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. My guest has been Rebecca Brommels, who's Director of Engagement at ArtsWave. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.